This is episode number 9.
Hi there. We're Dennis and Joyce Crabtree from the Denver, Colorado area, enjoying our retirement in our little Silky, a road trek RS adventurous motorhome. By the way, the Silky name reminds us we are spending our kids' inheritance. We are truly living the dream with our freedom to be spontaneous nomads, a lifestyle made possible by our little Class B motorhome. I must say that lifestyle has been nicely enhanced by the friendships resulting from Mike Wendland's RoadTrekking.com blog, the related Road Trekking Forum, and now we have even greater access to Mike's resources and wealth of information with his new podcast. Thank you, Mike. We really enjoy the fruits of your creativity and especially love now being able to listen to the podcast while trekking around.
It's time for Road Trekking, the podcast. Traveling North America in a small motor home. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle. And sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of road trekking reporters.
Well, what is up, road trekkers? How are you, everybody? This is the Road Trekking RV Podcast. We celebrate the RV lifestyle here, and whether you have a small RV like the Road Trek Jennifer and I travel in, or a big Class A motorhome, a fifth wheel, a pop-up, heck, even if you dry camp out of your car or tent and are just thinking about getting an RV, this show is for you. We talk about getting out there, enjoying God's creation, meeting interesting people, finding great campsites, exploring the countryside, as well as sharing tips on keeping our RVs running right and using the right gear and technology to enhance our camping and RV experience. That's what Road Trekking the Podcast is all about, the RV lifestyle. Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. This episode of Road Trekking the RV Podcast is brought to you by Van City RV, where they sell only Class B motorhomes, and the Good Sam Club. Good friends, good fun, great savings. Join today. Well, I'm not sure where everybody is from today, but we are mighty delighted that you are all with us, and we hope that you have a great Thanksgiving. This show is being released on Thanksgiving Eve, actually, the day before the big holiday. And I'm getting ready to eat. We are at our home in Michigan, and this is coming from our home studio. We do have a little studio in our RV, and we'll be taken to the road right, of course, after Thanksgiving. And we'll talk about that in a couple minutes here. Lots coming up in the program, including questions. Some really interesting questions. We got some feedback and a question from a listener who took a very unusual trip and encountered, believe me, the extremes in weather that we have this time of year. And he has an interesting question and had a very interesting dilemma on his trip. You'll hear that in just a couple seconds. We're also going to talk with two people. If you have attended a rally that you have certainly seen before or you have heard about them, it's Jim and Chris Gould, two of my absolute favorite people that I have met out there on the road. They are known as the Geeks on Tour, a husband-wife team. And for over a decade, they have been traveling the country full-time in their RV. And they do seminars on technology for RVers. And we ask them to sit down with us and to talk about the technology questions they get the most, the top three RV questions. And you'll learn about that as well as pick up some cool things that are coming up in 2015 from the Geeks on Tour couple, Jim and Chris Gould. We've got a destination of the week that's perfect for you if you're trying to escape the cold that is about to descend across most of the northern tier of North America. So that's coming. And we've got lots more little interesting things. You know, the RoadTrekking.com blog has a bunch of road trekking reporters. Can we have a network of reporters who are from all over the country, and one or two or three of them, or sometimes all of them, are on the road at the same time? You read their reports regularly on our RoadTrekking.com blog. And since this is Thanksgiving and many of these folks, you've read them but never heard from them, heard their voices, I thought I'd ask if we could just have them check in with us and talk to us about what they're thankful for this Thanksgiving and maybe a little bit of a hint at what they're looking forward to in 2015. So, with no further ado, meet the Road Trekking Reporters.
Hi, this is Camp Skunk wishing everyone out there in Road Trekking Land a happy Thanksgiving. I am very thankful this year for my brand new road trek, thanks to Jim Hamill. Anyway, I'm very happy about our new unit, and we plan on having an excellent holiday season with my family and an even better 2015 once we get out doing some serious boondocking.
Hi, this is Janet, one of the guest reporters for the RoadTrekking.com blog. This year, I am thankful for all of you. I am thankful for your support, for those who read and follow me, for those who don't. I am just thankful for every single one of you. Without your support, your kindness, your wonderful suggestions, I might not be out there road trekking the country in my cute little Agile. So I want to thank all of you for all your ongoing support. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you out there on the blog.
Hi, this is Jan Steiner. I'm thankful this Thanksgiving for my friends and my family, and I'm thankful to be working for a company that's like a big extended family. We have, we do a lot of really cool things, and we have a lot of fun. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
This is Roger and Lynn Brucker, Road Trek Reporters.
We are thankful for the wonderful people God has put into our lives. We are thankful for the awesome beauty of North America. And we are thankful for Red Rover, our terrific 1995 road trek that allows us to both enjoy wonderful people and awesome beauty.
We are also thankful for President Dwight Eisenhower had the vision to create the interstate highway system that made distant travel possible. We are thankful for the geniuses who designed the road trek to make comfortable travel adventures affordable. We're thankful for the privilege to learn from other Class B owners and to share the experiences we are learning with other travelers. Thanks, Mike, for providing many great ways to share adventures.
Hey, everyone. I'm J.G. Van. My wife and I are thankful that we've had our health allowing us to put a nice dent in our bucket list. We've traveled over 10,000 miles through 13 states in just 6 months. We really can't wait to see what 2015 brings. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. See you on RoadTrekking.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Laura Robinson from Kansas City wishing you all a very happy Thanksgiving. I am so grateful this year that I got to travel so much in my road trek and by air, actually. I visited old college friends, relatives. I took a long vacation with my mother, which was just fantastic. Met a lot of new people. Went to my first rally. It was just fantastic. And thank you so much to all the blog readers. I just really appreciate your comments and your fun stories out there. And that's about it. Thank you, Mike, for having me here.
And thank you, Laura. And thank you all of the Road Trekking Reporters. I want to thank all of them. They have just made RoadTrekking.com a joy to behold. They are really the best in the business. These folks, none of them are professional riders. None of them are media folks. They all have a slightly different take on RVers. We have solo travelers. Janet's a recent widow that has been working her way through the grief of that as she's traveled the country and reconnected with friends. Laura is a photographer. In fact, you'll hear from Laura next week. I've got an interesting interview with Laura about traveling solo and some of the things that she's learned. That will be a very interesting tip. We can all learn from some of her suggestions. And of course, we've got the Bruckers, who are terrific experts on refurbishing and stylizing older Class B RVs and making them just as customized as the new ones. We have J.G. Van, who's a recent retiree and has been sharing his stories about what that is like. And he's, as you heard in his Thanksgiving message there, he's traveled 10,000 miles so far this year. So he's doing great. And of course, Camp Skunk, our resident full timer, he's been on there. We have Jan Steiner, who's a engineer who works for Road Trek and goes back and forth between Road Trek's factory and Oregon. And Jan loves the outdoors. Jan and I will be doing a winter camp out in January. You can find out about that on the blog, on the RoadTrekking.com blog. So lots of interesting folks that you meet. I am particularly thankful for all those road trekking reporters. We have really quite a network of them. Most of them post something every week, and it has been really fun to be involved in all of this together. And I think you've met most of them. If you're a regular of the blog, you know them. Jennifer and I want to say thank you to you. All of you who have made our blog and our Facebook pages, our videos, our YouTube channel a part of your life. We have been so blessed over the last 3 years now that we have been doing this. We've met so many of you as we've traveled the country. There's been times we've been in campgrounds and a car will pull up and it's somebody who's a reader. And I used to have an interactive map on the blog that showed where we were at any particular time. I took that off. I took that off when people started showing up like at 11 o'clock at night. But we've met people everywhere and have had some great experiences with them. There's a guy, Dave and Mary, up in near Duluth. Met them last year. And Dave said, we were doing a story on winter dog sledding on the north coast of Lake Superior. A lot of snow. And he says, you drove all this way up. You must have a lot of salt. I want you to come by our place. And so we came by to meet him. And he had us pull into a garage. And Dave washed our road trek for us last January. And I mean, that's the kind of people we meet out there on the road. It's just wonderful people who help and encourage us. And then it's fun for us to be able to share our adventures too. Met a lot of people at our Family Motor Coach Association rallies this year. We look forward to meeting more. And of course, we'll be doing a lot of RV shows and attending a bunch of those. So I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving as well. But just thank you for all of the support and encouragement you give me and all of our road trekking reporters as well.
You're listening to Road Trekking, the podcast. You can find show notes, links to resources and websites Mike and his guests mention, and background material, Mike, videos and photos on the roadtrekking.com RV travel blog. And you can also send Mike a voice question to answer on the podcast. From the blog, just click the send voicemail button. That's at roadtrekking.com. The small motorhome RV travel blog.
Questions. You've got them. Mike and his network of road trekking reporters have the answers. Here's one of our listener RV questions of the week.
Yeah, hi, Mike. This is Craig and Julie in Colorado Springs. Just got back from a leisure journey to Texas, to Austin, Texas, to see our grandkids. We stopped on the way back in Amarillo, Texas, and when we pulled in to the KOA campsite about 5:30, it was 86 degrees. Now, unbelievable, at night it dropped from 86 degrees to 15 degrees.
12.
And we were freezing. On top of that, our LP furnace would not kick on. Do you have any suggestions for what we can do when that happens again? We tried to we have a Winnebago ERA Sprinter van.
We went to the Winnebago dealer.
Yeah, we tried to use our electricity and we had a little heater, but that really didn't help that much. And what my wife did was she tried to hook up another heater because she was cold. And lo and behold, it blew a fuse. So we woke up about 6 in the morning, and it was 30 degrees in our camper. Needless to say, it was a cold night.
We went to the Winnebago dealer, and they said there was nothing wrong.
Do you have any suggestions of how we can prevent this from happening? Thanks a lot. Again, this is Craig and Julie Pierce from Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Wow, what a story that is, Craig and Julie. From 86, I think you said it was, down to 12 or 15. I think Julie said 15, you said 12, but whatever it was. That was cold. Okay, so let's talk. You have an Era, a Winnebago Era, a little Class C motorhome. And I'm not familiar with that, but I do know, most of the you have a propane heater, I am sure, and you had no heat. So the question is, why was there no heat? I can't diagnose it now, and you didn't give me enough information, but I guess my suggestion to you is this kind of shows why there needs to be sort of a little checklist that all RVers have before you go out. And that means, you know, you check for your hot water, you check for your propane to make sure it works, you know, start that heater up, make sure that you have enough propane. Did you check? I mean, was your propane tank filled? Did you have it lit? Was the pilot lit? So those are all little checklist things that that really, I think, help us when we set off on a trip to be sure. Now, in your case, I mean, it was 86 degrees. You probably had no idea you'd even need your heat that night. But one of those crazy fronts, you must have been out there when that Arctic vortex came through in early November. So I can't give you much more help, and it's really hard to diagnose this. But as to your question is about how do you prevent it, the best way is by doing that checklist before you take off on an extended trip to make sure everything works. And just fire up that propane, make sure that it's still functioning. As to the external heaters, we both, Jennifer and I carry a, like you do, we also carry a little portable heater, along those little ceramic heaters. I think we paid $30 for it at Amazon. And it really does a nice little job. We put it on the floor so that when we get out of bed in the middle of the night, the floor is a little warm. But those things really suck the electricity. I mean, they really do. So when you try to run two of them, it's just you can't handle it with your 30-amp connection. They will just not handle it. So they're really nice to supplement your heat, but I would hate to have to rely on them. So I'm sorry you guys woke up, but hey, look, you got a great story to talk about that weather shift and down to 30 degrees. And next time you go, I bet you'll check the propane and just kind of make sure that it is working. Sponsoring this part of Road Trekking, the RV podcast, is Van City RV, serving RV shoppers from the center of the country in St. Louis, Mo. Van City RV is one of America's top dealers, and here's the thing about Van City. They specialize only in Class B motorhomes. Only Class B. That's it. And they've got them from the three major small motorhome manufacturers. They're in stock, they're on display, and Van City loves to deal. They only sell Class Bs, camper vans. The owner, Ray Dwyer, is known as the dean of Class B sales in North America. Nobody knows small motorhomes better than Ray and his crew. They not only stock new models, they have a large inventory of used Class Bs as well, and they have a great fly and drive program. Shoppers from all over the country get the unit they want. They choose Van City RV. They fly into St. Louis. They get picked up at the airport. Their airfare is covered. They're taken to Van City. They pick up their new unit and drive off with it. I've been to Van City RV myself. I've met Ray and Dan and the crew there. They have one of the top service centers in the country. They've worked on our Road Trek motorhome, and I can personally attest to their skill and their expertise. Van City RV. Call them up, 1-800-467-3905. That's 1-800-467-3905. VanCityRV.com. There's also a link. You'll find their ad on the right-hand side of roadtrekking.com. But VanCityRV.com, where you'll always find the best Class B for you at the right price. And there are never any hidden fees. Check them out. VanCityRV.com.
News. Mike's got news. RV news. Travel news. Tips and trends about the small motorhome lifestyle. Here's the Road Trekking News of the Week.
Well, the news of the week will be really coming next week as the 52nd annual National RV Trade Show gets underway at the beautiful Kentucky Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky. The problem is this is not open to the public. This is an industry-only show, a trade show. All of the major RV manufacturers, Class A's, Class B's, B pluses, C's, all of them, trailers and towables, they'll all be there on display, all the new ones for 2015. You've all heard of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. That's a big one where all the tech gadgets are released. This is the equivalent of it for the RV industry, the annual RV trade show from the National Recreation Vehicle Institute of America. So dealers will be there. Campgrounds will be there. There's a million parts and accessories vendors there. Anything that is new in the RV world will be on display for the industry next week. Now, as I said, it's not open to the public, but Jennifer and I'll be there. And here's what we're going to do next week. We're going to do three back-to-back episodes of the podcast. So we'll have one on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. There'll be three of them there, special edition podcasts, not just one podcast next week, but we'll do live almost from the RVIA show, the Recreation Vehicle Industry of America, or Industry Association Trade Show in Louisville, Kentucky. Special editions of the podcast Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. We'll talk about what we found that's new, what's exciting. We'll interview some of the cooler vendors and the parts stuff. We'll talk to some industry experts. We'll give you an outlook of what's coming. Now, I know in terms of Road Trek, that's the kind of RV I have, and that's what we have a lot of people looking at and when they talk about Class Bs. Road Trek is introducing a brand new model on the Ram ProMaster chassis, and I did a sneak peek at that at the factory when I visited them a few weeks ago, and we'll show you the actual finished product. There's a brand new CS Adventurous on display. They got some new colors. They got lots of different styling options and some secrets that Jim Hamill, the president of Road Trek, says are going to be unveiled at the show. So we'll have all that coverage for you. We'll go take a look at what some of the Class Cs have and just have a great time. It's a big show that generates a lot of buzz, and you can participate in it virtually with me on the podcast. We'll also have videos and a lot of photos as well. So special coverage all next week from the RVIA trade show in Louisville, Kentucky. I think you'll find this thing is pretty fun. So hopefully you will enjoy that as well. Sponsoring this portion of the Road Trekking RV Podcast is my friends at Good Sam Club. Have you joined yet, by the way? If you haven't, you should. Good Sam Club was created over 50 years ago to help folks like you get the most out of your RV travels. And today, they have over 1.5 million members. The club provides the resources that you need and a friendly community to back you up, making the journey that much more fun and exciting. We've been a member of the Good Sam Club as soon as we started RVing and have renewed every single year. Because the Good Sam Club is well known for saving you money. Saves RVers money with member discounts on RV accessories, installations, campgrounds, even fuel. Good Sam Club helps keep more money in your RVing pocket. Good Sam Club is there to help support you on the road, offering services like roadside assistance and warranties and insurance and much more, all designed by RVers like you. When you join Good Sam Club, you gain access to free publications, expert technical advice, how-to videos, and a library of articles that make RVing easier. Good Sam gives you the opportunity to learn more about RVing so you can get the most out of your time on the road. Again, 1.5 million members they have. You can do so much more than share the road. You literally become part of the largest RV community where members connect to share information, offer advice, meet up on social events, and even volunteer together. Good Sam Club is about more than just savings. It is about community, about helping your fellow RVer, getting support while you're on the road, learning more about RVing. Good Sam Club, good friends, good fun, great savings. Join today.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV Tech Tip of the Week.
I got a pretty cool gadget for you. Actually, a lot of people have seen me with this when we're out traveling, and they've picked them up and they like them too. So I'm going to pass it along to you. We all have these USB devices, right? They've become sort of necessities for daily life, like our smartphones and our tablets. If you're a husband and wife, you both probably have a smartphone. You may both have a tablet, and they all need to be charged. Sometimes if you're boondocking, you don't want to be tapping into your 110 and drain your coach batteries, your house batteries. And even when you are plugged into a commercial power and a campground, you may not have free plugs to stick these things in. So this is what I have. I have something called the Mophie Power Station Duo. It's an external battery, not very big, about the size of a small paperback book. And I carry, in fact, I like it so much I have two of them. I carry one in my camera bag, and I use it sometimes to charge some of my camera devices. But mostly we use these for our tablets and our smartphones. And the thing I like about this is that you can charge both a smartphone and a tablet together at the same time with one of these. They're $129 from Amazon. I have a link through my Amazon affiliate link that you can click it on. You know, these things were developed to make sure that you have enough power to keep your devices fully charged when you need them. You charge your phone and your tablet together. We just plug in the USB ports there on them, and they you can share a port with a friend if you're out camp with some other people and they need to tap into it. It's very well made. It's a protective outer metal band on this thing, and it's got a real nice durable finish. It's strong enough. You can carry it anyway. I throw it in my laptop bag or I throw it in my backpack. Well, we're out traveling a lot and I do a lot of hiking. You know, say we're out at Yellowstone. We're going out for a day long hike. I'll throw it in my backpack or my camera bag, which is a backpack. And I'm out there and I've got my tablet charged. I can take notes. I can actually write. I can zap if I can get an internet signal. I can zap it off that way. And this thing keeps everything charged all the time. It's really cool. It's got these little four LED lights. You can't see them unless you push a button, and then it'll let you know whether it's charged. You know, if it's four lights, it's completely charged. You can get you can get eight complete battery charges out of one charge on your Mophie. In other words, you charge your Mophie up, and then that's probably all you'll need for the trip, because you can recharge your smartphone up to eight times with that one charge that you've put on the Mophie. And you can charge two devices at once. That's pretty cool. You can get ultra fast charging out of this thing if you've really been using your Mophie a lot, say, and you've got those eight charges and you want to have it topped off. All you need to do is plug it in for a couple hours and it is completely charged. Then you got another eight things. So anyway, it's a very good device to have with you if you do a lot of traveling. And even, you know, suppose you lose power at home. That's a big problem with winter and storms. I used this once when we came out of power because I was actually using the internet on my tablet, but it drained down. And so I just plugged in the Mophie, charged the tablet, and I was good to go. So I've got a link under show notes and you can check this thing out, the Mophie Power Station Duo. It's a little external battery. It's about $129 from Amazon.
What's on your
RV bucket list? Maybe the place Mike has for you now on this week's Road Trekking Destination of the Week.
Well, joining me now is my wife and lifelong traveling companion, Jennifer. Hello, my dear.
Hello, Michael.
Where are we going this week?
We're going to go to Florida's Panhandle. It's a really special place. And the area from Panama on the east on to the Alabama border on the west, maybe one of the most special. It's called the Emerald Coast, named after the stunning color of the Gulf of Mexico.
Now, our base for this trip that we did most recently was the new Destin West RV Resort. That's located on Okaloosa Island, and that's on Fort Walton Beach. We lucked out. We got an awesome spot yards away from the 27-mile-long Chacawachi Bay, and that bay is just on the other side of the highway from the Gulf of Mexico. It's a great place for boating and fishing. We met a guy down there named Bill from Memphis. I remember he went out fishing every day right out in front of his campsite, and he shared a cool way. This has nothing to do with RVing, but if you fish, he shared a really cool way to get live bait. And what he did is he had this 2-liter soft drink bottle. And what he does, he cuts the top third of the bottle off, and then he inverts it and puts it back inside the bottle, neck down. And I'll tell you what, we'll have a link with the show notes for this episode, and there's a video, and you can see how it works. But it's pretty cool. Bottom line is, anyway, he never had to buy live bait, and he always was catching fish.
And it gave him something to do, and it was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
The spots at Destin West are well-spaced with picnic tables, patios, and the resort has its own heated pool and lots of amenities. It's been open a few years and already has quite a following. Stay there and you have access to everything at the Ramada Inn that's right across US 28, including its waterfall pool, health club, and beach.
You liked that health club a lot.
I certainly did.
Yeah, that it's connected with the folks at the Ramada Inn. They have this really good deal where you can go over and use everything that that you want. There's a walkway across the highway that's pretty neat. But we like to explore, so we don't sit in one spot very long, and that really was just a spot for us to stay. We really fell in love with the area further west from Fort Walton Beach, the Gulf Islands National Seashore. And this is a gorgeous place. It stretches across Florida and Alabama, even into Mississippi. But the Emerald Coast section of Barrier Islands there has the most spectacular beaches we've ever seen. I mean, we're talking sparkling white quartz sand beaches. They run along miles of undeveloped land. Lots of places to pull over and park. When we spent a day there with our RV, we had the awning out and was able to just sit right on the beach. And there are nature trails and convenient parking spots, like I said, everywhere. And with the RV, we, you know, just stake out a spot on the beach. We got a $1 million view.
The weather from December through April can be chilly, with highs in the upper 60s. Still, the sun shines most every day, and it's a great time to visit because the peak tourist time down there is from May through October.
So the Emerald Isles and the Panhandle of Florida. That's our RV destination of the week.
And I want to go back there again also, Mike.
Okay, I'm ready, especially with the winter coming now. Let's plan that trip.
All right.
All right, one of my favorite couples that we meet on the RV circuit is Jim and Chris Gould. Now, you know them as the Geeks on Tour. If you've ever attended an RV rally, you've probably run into them. They do seminars at RV rallies all over the country. They're full-timers, and we caught up with them in Arizona, where they talked to us via Skype. And we asked them, since they do so many seminars and meet so many people, they basically teach technology. We asked them to talk about the three most common questions they get from RVers. So without any further ado, I want you to meet my friends, Jim and Chris Gould, the Geeks on Tour. Well, you know the Geeks on Tour. You've met Chris and Jim Gould. They have been at almost all of the Family Motor Coach rallies, at the Good Sam rallies, at many of the various chapter rallies around the country. And if you see them there, as I often do when we're visiting one, you never can visit with them because they're surrounded by dozens and dozens of people with questions, because they put on some of the best technology seminars that you could find anywhere. Well, we caught up with them in, I think you guys are in Arizona tonight, are you not?
We're in Cottonwood, just north of Phoenix. And yeah.
We're staying at 1,000 Trails Park, Verde Valley.
Great. How's place. The weather in Phoenix? Because I'm here it is. This is November and it's snowy in the Midwest. Everybody's got snow. So rub it in. Let's get that out of the way real quick. How is it in Phoenix?
It's real nice. It was a little chilly in the mornings, but the weather is really almost perfect for this time of year up here.
Well,
sunny. So it gets warm in the afternoon.
Enough of that kind of talk. No more of
no
that time. Well, let me ask you a couple of things. First of all, how did you get? You guys are on the road pretty much full time all over the country. Is that not right?
That's correct. Yeah.
How did that stop? How did that begin? How did you become the Geeks on Tour?
Well, that actually kind of just evolved. We started out, I was working for a company that set up Wi-Fi in RV parks, and I was technical support for that. And we traveled around and we did seminars and teaching and telling people how that Wi-Fi stuff worked. And we started doing the seminars at the FMCA rallies.
For the Coach Connect for company.
Right. And when they went out of business, the FMCA seminar people asked us to create more seminars on technology, which is something that the RVers were just really starting to clamor for.
You've been doing this before it was really cool to be a geek out there in an RV. I mean, when it was all brand new, right?
Yeah. Well, we came from the computer training industry. Chris had the first computer training center in South Florida and ran that from 83 to 96.
Yeah, that's 1983. You know how long ago that was?
It doesn't seem as long as it sounds, but it was. It's amazing. So how long have you guys been on the road?
11 years. We sold our house in 03, and we've been on this road trip for 11 years now.
And any estimate, besides thousands, of how many people you have trained, how many RVers you have trained and help understand technology?
I started to gather those stats at one point, you know, because I could see how many seminars we did at each rally and how many rallies and how many people per seminar. But yeah, I stopped after several thousand. I know that there are a lot of RV blogs out there because we taught them. Yeah. I think that's something I may be proudest of.
You so many people who want to share their travels with, like I do, and with their kids, their grandkids, and just to have a record of it. And there is nothing as much fun as a blog to do that.
It really
is fun. Now, you guys have branched out. I'll put links to all of your stuff. First of all, there's geeksontour.com, which is your website. You have produced books and DVDs. You Correct. Now have a weekly show via Google Hangouts. Tell us about that.
We are gluttons for punishment.
You're talking to the choir here, Chris.
I know. It's great to get to talk to you. I can't wait till we get together next and share notes about your podcasting and our live video production. But we call it What Does This Button Do? Because there is just so much to know about smartphones and tablets, and we love to learn it and we love to teach it. So we've jumped on the bandwagon of this new technology called Google Hangouts on Air, and Jim's getting fairly good at making it work.
Yeah, it's a little scary because it's a live show and it goes out to the world, and we have a starting time, so we have to hit that time. We can go over, but we like to start on time and keep it going. But we have a couple of cameras going, a couple of microphones, and we'll bring guests in. And we have a beginner segment. Chris always starts off with a beginner segment with an iPad. So we do both Apple and Android tablets and phones. And then we do an app of the week, and then we'll take questions from viewers.
You do this every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Is that correct?
Yes, internet bandwidth permitting. This past week, we did not get a chance to do it because up in Verde Valley, where we were, where the RV is, we just didn't have the bandwidth. They don't have robust enough internet. So what we've done for this thing and for a couple of shows, we are doing a remote seminar tomorrow in New Jersey from Arizona.
Now, I think I was your guest at one of those that you did in Florida last winter, and right. it worked really pretty good. And then we talked. I was boondocking up in the woods a couple of months ago, and you had me hooked up with a California group too. This technology is just stunning what it does.
Yeah, those are a couple of road trekking rallies. Our road trek rallies, the FMCA chapters, and it was great to be able to talk to you and show you live, and it's cool technology. We love it.
It really is. Now, I'm sharing, of course, in this podcast and in one several for the next several weeks about various RVers who have embraced technology, and either through a podcast or like you guys online live with a Sunday Google Hangout show, are able to share this RV lifestyle that we all are living and enjoying the technology part that makes it easy for us to work on the road. But I wanted to ask you on this episode, what are the three big questions that are common among all of the RVers that you have trained? And then, of course, we got to know the answer, too.
Okay. Well, I think the main question has been over the years, how do you connect to the internet? How do you stay connected and be able to browse and get your email and do your banking? And maybe the second one is, how do you get your mail, your regular snail mail stuff, and pay your bills? And then third?
Well, you want to answer that one first? Or?
Well, let's hear the third one, and then we'll come back and hit all three of them. What's the third one?
Well, as I said, if anybody knows me, they know that my specialty is managing your digital photos with Picasa. So if they see me, that's the question they ask. How do I manage all my digital photos and share them with friends and family?
And the answer to the first question, how do you get connected on the internet, that's changed over the years that we've been doing this. We started out with a satellite dish internet that cost us $6,000 to put up there and $115 a month for service. Now, cellular is the way to get connected. So people with their smartphones and turning those into Wi-Fi hotspots and using Verizon mostly or AT&T to connect their devices now, their computers, their tablets, to the internet.
Now, you know, while you're at that, a couple of things that come to mind. First of all, the notoriously poor Wi-Fi connections of campgrounds. Scandalously poor, I would say. In fact, dare I say, you are, the way we're talking tonight is an example of that, right? Because you got to do your show, you need a connection, and you've had to actually leave the campground to go someplace to get a better connection.
Right. The Wi-Fi in RV parks, and one thing that people don't really understand as much is that when you connect to the Wi-Fi in an RV park, you're just connecting to an access point. The park has to have a good connection to the internet that Wi-Fi hotspot is connected to. And that's where the parks really need to come into the 21st century. They need to upgrade their connections to the internet. Then the folks in the RV parks would be able to connect at a better speed. But remember, it's a shared technology when you're on Wi-Fi, so everybody is sharing that. And when people are using it for streaming videos and doing these Skype calls and things like that, it's okay if only a couple people are doing it. But when several are doing it, that bandwidth just drops tremendously.
So your favorite alternatives for folks, you mentioned cellular. You used to have internet. Now, has not internet technology, internet satellite technology improved drastically over the years? Now it's certainly not $6,000. We interviewed Barb Noli a couple of months ago.
Yeah,
and she had a pretty good system for about $1,600-$1,700, a pretty top of the grade. But the problem with that I found would have been still it's very slow speeds.
It is slow speeds. The actual technology hasn't improved all that much for satellite internet because the dishes are typically have to be small enough to transport around for RVers. And those satellites are orbiting at 22,300 miles above the Earth, and you have to point them. You have to set them all up. They have to do what's called cross-polling, and they have to be able to connect. And that's not, you know, it's not hard to do, but it has to be done every time you move. And the speeds, especially the upload speeds, are notoriously slow, and you only have limited bandwidth.
All right, so that takes us then to cellular, which is, I think, the system that much of us are using. I'm using Verizon's MiFi, and I think there's only been two or three cases this year, and we've put probably 30,000, 40,000 miles, actually more than that, close to 50,000 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my problem is we go out to Glacier National Park, and then Jennifer decides she needs a grandkid fix, so we drive all the way to Georgia, and then we go back out to Glacier. That's the problem. I got to stop. But at any rate, only a few times have I not been able to get an internet connection, and I have a little Wi-Fi amplifier that I use, a little cell phone booster from Wilson. But any other technology that you would recommend for better cellular data connectivity on the road?
Well, the cellular stuff has really improved, and it's gotten a lot faster and a lot more available. And Verizon has the best overall nationwide coverage, hands down. But there are places where you have a better connection, maybe with an AT&T cellular or a Sprint. So we have a second device. It's actually an iPad mini that we can turn into a Wi-Fi hotspot when
with an AT&T connection.
Right.
So you have dual carriers then. You have exactly. That makes a lot of sense.
If you want internet everywhere, that's one of the things. And then if you really want internet everywhere, you still do have to have a satellite dish. But Verizon and other cellular technologies have gotten so good that, as you say, 90-95% of where you'll go camping in the United States.
Even in the boondocks.
You'll be covered.
Yep. All right. So that handles number one. How about number two, mail? I can't believe that anybody gets any mail these days because of the internet, but there are bills and insurance forms and stuff. So what is your recommendation there?
Well, for full-timers, you kind of need a mail service. A lot of RVers, full-timers, will use a family member, and we did that for a while. But we use a company called St. Brendan's Isle. It's SBI Mail Service in Florida, which is our domicile. That's where we register our cars and we're registered to vote down in Florida, which was easy for us because we're from Florida. And there are several of them. The Escapees have a really good mail service, and they have a Florida address or a Texas address. There are several others, like in South Dakota, and they're all pretty good. We really like the St. Brendan's Isle because they will actually scan the envelopes when they come in, and we can view the envelopes on our screen from their website and determine if we want to have them hold it or send it to us or shred it. They'll take care of all that for you.
So, we'll put a link up. St. Brendan's Isle, is that what that's called?
Well, it's SBI. mailservice.com.
Okay. Well, we'll check that out. We'll put a link up on show notes here for everybody to check that. And that takes us to number three. So that's how you get your mail forwarded. Number three is Picasa. Picasa, for those who don't know, Chris, maybe you could explain it and why it is so powerful. And is it PC and Mac or just PC?
Picasa is PC and Mac. It is computer software. But first, I just have to explain a little bit. You say, what questions do people ask you? Well, we don't wait for people to ask us questions. We have stuff that we just want to show them. So people come to our seminars not having any questions except for wondering, what is it that they can do with their computers as they travel? And we say that they can plan, preserve, and share their travels. I just have this need to teach. Yeah. I love showing people things that they can do with their computers. And travelers love to take pictures. Picasa is what we recommend. It's free. It's from Google. And so it has a easy link to Google's cloud photo services called Google Plus Photos. And it can just do everything. It can make your pictures look better. It can help you see them all in different ways. And it can help you share them with friends. All for free. How much more can you?
It really is the best tool for organizing your pictures on your computer and sharing them on the web.
So those are our three top topics that the Geeks on Tour talk about, but you do a lot more training, and we'll again point people over to your website for many of your tutorials. This is kind of the off season for all those who aren't full timers, so this is a great time for people to go on geeksontour.com and to take a look at all of the different training opportunities that they have to learn and to become geeks themselves as soon as they get out back on the road. So what are your plans for 2015?
Well, we're in Arizona for the winter, and that's because the three big rallies that we always teach our seminars are all out west this winter. So the first one will be the Good Sam in Phoenix in February. Then comes the Escapees.
The Escapade is in Tucson this year in March.
In early March.
And then we go out to Pomona for the Family Motor Coach Association, the big rally out there.
At the end of March.
Yeah.
That's also
we'll be at all three of those teaching all of our topics.
Well, I will probably, we may hook up with you at the Good Sam Rally in Phoenix. And Good Sam is now a sponsor of our podcast, so we're delighted to have that. And I am a columnist for the Family Motor Coach magazine, and we always go to their rally, so maybe we'll see you there in Pomona as well. So we'll hook up, and then we can do this back and forth a couple of times with technology.
We'll ask you to be a guest on our show again, too.
Oh, that is always fun. Two of my absolute favorite people, Jim and Chris Gould, the Geeks on Tour. And we thank you guys so much for joining us in this episode of the Road Trekking RV Podcast.
Oh, someday we may even have a road trek and be out there. Someday when we want to downsize, that's where I will go.
We'll see you out there then. That's great.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Jim and Chris.
Traveling North America in a Class B motorhome. This has been Road Trekking the Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for next week? Click the send voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Road Trekking. Road Trekking.
And so ends another episode of Road Trekking the RV Podcast. Our sponsors for this episode have been Van City RV, where they only sell Class B motorhomes, and the Good Sam Club. Good friends, good fun, great savings. Join today. Now remember, if you would like to have your voice heard and be a part of this podcast, you are invited. You can record a voicemail message by simply clicking the right-hand button on the roadtrekking.com website. Please go there, leave me a message. It can be a comment, it can be a tip, it can be some feedback about a recent trip that you've had, or maybe it's just a question that you need some insight onto. Just send us that question, click the voicemail message. It's right on the right-hand side of the roadtrekking.com website. Hey, I would sure appreciate it if you would give us a review and a rating for this podcast on iTunes. There's a little way that you can click how many stars, one being the least and five being the most. We love those. And if you would do that and then add some written words as a review on iTunes, they really help the show get noticed. And we'd appreciate it if you do that. I read every one of those reviews. You can also do the same thing on Stitcher if you use that app to listen to this podcast every week. If you're a follower on social media, I'm on Twitter. I tweet all day long at Road Trekking. That's the name I use. And of course, we have a really active Facebook community, both on our Facebook page and our Facebook group. You are invited to be a part of both of those. Just check out the links on roadtrekking.com. Well, as I said at the very top of the show, this is the Thanksgiving week edition of the podcast, Thanksgiving 2014. And wherever you are, I hope that you have a terrific Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe that the end of the year is approaching. Next up after Thanksgiving, of course, is Christmas and then a brand new year, 2015. I'd love to hear if you would send us your favorite trips that you've got planned in 2015. Hope to see you at some of those rallies. All the stuff that Jim and Chris Gould were talking about, as well as our Destination of the Week, we've got links and resources to all of those on the show notes part of the blog. So all you have to do is go to roadtrekking.com and you'll find a note about this one, episode number 9. And there are show notes that have links to everything. All the rallies that the Goulds talked about, all the resources they had, as well as our link to photos and videos on the Emerald Coast, our Destination of the Week. I'm Mike Wendland on behalf of my wife, Jennifer, and our Norwegian Elkhound, Ty, who travels with us in our road trek. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week and every day on roadtrekking.com, the RV blog. Bye-bye.